we are demanding the unconditional release of President Mario as part of our campaign for the release of all political prisoners, and this coming Tuesday.
Why the sudden demand for his release, since he's been arrested for quite some time now?
We have been making as much noise inside Swaziland to raise awareness that it can't be that in this day and age, citizens of Swaziland get to be arrested for merely expressing their political views in a country that is a signatory to the United Nations Convention, as well as many other regional and intercontinental treaties committing to respect human rights, which includes, among other, political rights, and then come back into our country and do the opposite. It is now becoming unbearable for His Majesty to continue keeping these political prisoners.
Mr. Masuku was arrested based on his utterances, which the state found that it could possibly destabilize the country and plunge the country into crisis. They say there is a legitimate reason why he's being held for all these issues that could create chaos in the kingdom.
There is no evidence whatsoever which supports the government's position as a justification for arresting President Mario. He is a well-known human rights advocate. He is a well-known political activist. He has never in his life as an activist been convicted of any violent means of pursuing his agenda. He's a very peaceful agent for change. So it is on that background that as progressives, including us, we stand fully behind his cause, together with the rest of the political prisoners, which is becoming clearer that His Majesty is victimizing for disagreeing with his political beliefs.
But your own constitution basically prevents people from joining political parties or forming political groups in the country. His decision to lead the band Podemo itself is an infringement of the constitution that governs the country at the moment.
That definitely is some of the evidence to prove His Majesty's hostility towards democracy. How do you sustain the pre-colonial conditions and hostilities, as well as a 1973 decree that still is alive in Swaziland? So President Mario, together with Peggy Makubu, Tulansi Maseko, and the rest of political activists in Swaziland, are pursuing a struggle for the democratization of Swaziland, which will present us with an environment wherein human rights, like freedom of expression, movement and association, will be duly respected and recognized.
So what will be your next line of action if by Tuesday the ultimatum that you've issued the government basically is not adhered to?
This coming Tuesday's activities is part of the preparation for the September Global Week of Action for Democracy, upon which we will be mobilizing, especially on the second week of September. We will be launching a series of activities that are meant to popularize the undemocratic nature of His Majesty's government, to educate the world, to raise their voice against His Majesty, particularly governments, the European Union, the Americans, to put their foot down against His Majesty's adamantly on maintaining an oppressive and repressive political situation in Swaziland, which is not helpful to anybody, and at worst, the Swazis themselves.
Aren't you afraid, possibly, of violent clashes of your supporters who come out in this call? Because it could be deemed as calling for violence and to destabilize the kingdom.
Surely, we have been on the streets many times. It's a well-established fact that we are a non-violent organization. And too often, violence is correctly located within the police force, who always come ready to bash people, arrest, detain people for nothing. we will not be deterred. We will continue to do all our best through, of course, peaceful means. We will not, because His Majesty is arresting us, is threatening us, and doing all sorts of uncultured or unprofessional conduct. We will not stop until we get what we believe is the best thing for all Swazis, a new and a democratic order.